Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is excellent that you have joined us today as we begin a new series in the Bible. Last week we finished our journey through Genesis chapter 2 with the title God and Man and Woman. Today we begin in Genesis chapter 3 with the title God and Satan and Man and Woman. And before we leap down into the details of Genesis 3, I want to spend today and carry into tomorrow an introduction. This brief introduction will deal with why this chapter, how I plan to teach this chapter, what you can do as we move through Genesis 3 together, and where we are going. These are the why, how, what, and where questions before us. First up, why this chapter? Out of all the chapters in the Bible, why this one? If you have ever read Genesis 3, then you know it is very important. In fact, the case can be made, and I will not disagree with this, Genesis 3 is the most important chapter in the entire Bible. The Bible has 1,189 chapters, and Genesis 3 is crucial to our understanding of all the other chapters. After reading this many times, I agree with W.H. Griffith Thomas, one of my favorite writers and theologians, when he says, quote, Genesis chapter 3 is the pivot of the Bible. For if we take it away, the rest of Scripture becomes meaningless. He's absolutely right. Genesis chapter 3 is the pivot of the Bible. For if we take it away, the rest of Scripture becomes meaningless. And why is that? It is because for the very first time we are introduced to evil. And evil is mysterious. Evil is pervasive in this world. And evil is what traps men and women in the villainy of sin. And that sin is what separates us from God. God in whom there is no evil. Right in verse 1 of Genesis 3, we come face to face with something we did not know existed in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. And from Genesis 3, when we learn of it, until Revelation 21, we have to deal with the bane of evil's existence. And Revelation 21 is the second to last chapter of the Bible. So all the way from Genesis 3 to Revelation 21, that is a great distance. We have this wretched reality of sin, which is introduced into the world here at Genesis 3. This makes Genesis 3 the pivot of the Bible, and arguably its most important chapter. Before Genesis 3, no evil, therefore no sin. In Genesis chapter 3, evil, and therefore sin. Well, that answers our why question. And now how? How do I plan to teach this chapter? Because we are dealing here with a great chapter, a pivotal chapter, we have before us 24 verses which are immeasurable and profound. This is especially true if we do not just read them, say what has already been said about them in the same old way Christians usually say it, and then move swiftly along to the rest of Scripture. If we should stop and take our time with the text, which we like to do here on God Is, then many of the major themes in theology will come jumping off the page, shake us by our shoulders, screaming, wake up, pay attention, learn. Simply put, theology being the study of who God is, we have here in this chapter teaching on God, evil, angels, Satan, God's Word, God's providence and sovereignty, creation, covenant, which is broken, the original state of man and woman, the nature of sin, original sin, how Adam's sin infected the rest of us, the attributes of God as seen in his judgment for sin, the promise of Jesus Christ and redemption from sin, and more. And these are what modern-day Christians and those of you who join us and are not yet Christians most often have not learned, nor would particularly be of interest to you. That is, until you read them in the true story that sits before us in Genesis 3. If I gave you a lecture on theology, if you joined a class on, say, systematic theology at a seminary, you might well turn up to the first lecture and immediately fall asleep. You might find the aforementioned doctrines or teaching boring. Concerned with the day-to-day pressures of your life out here in the busy world, you seek something that is applicable from Scripture. You want something to solve an immediate problem, something practical. But evil, providence, sovereignty, the nature of sin, redemption, how does all of that meet your felt need? I might set my eyes on you in our first class, but not see you after that. Well, herein lies the genius of God in the Bible. What the narrative of Genesis 3 does is to put before us deep and penetrating truths through a story that is easily read and understood. You can literally put this before a child who can read, and he or she will understand the facts. The story is tantalizing. It draws us and captures our attention and imagination. There is a garden, a man and a woman, and God. There are trees, great, big, beautiful, perfect trees. And then there is a snake, and it talks. And then, like in any great story, there is a major conflict followed by the beginnings of a significant resolution. But if this sounds to you like a child's fairy tale, like a fable, it is not. This is not a story in that sense of the word, because Genesis 3 is fact, not fiction. But it is captivating. God tells us a true story in a dynamic way, and this narrative gives us an opportunity to put under discussion big truths in manageable ways. So, by the grace and wisdom of God, I plan to teach this chapter by drawing out certain truths and then finding them elsewhere in Scripture so that we can put together a biblical theology, as it were. Genesis 3 is more than meets the eye. And we want to see underneath what lies just at the surface. So this will require some hard work, diligence, and yes, patience. This may not be what you were used to. Longtime listeners have either liked or grown to like and appreciate my style of presenting biblical truth. But it does take getting used to, primarily because I do not teach by what is thematic, but by what is systematic. In a sense, this is very simple. We just go verse by verse through a chapter of the Bible. Sometimes we even take the text word by word, and we draw on other scripture that speaks to the specific verse we are looking at. In another sense, this is hard because we only have this much time per day, per week, per month, and per year. In our short time, it is not possible for me to teach a chunk of this chapter, numerous verses at one time, and then package them all together, tying a pretty bow around it for you. You will need diligence and patience to be with us each day so that you see how the passage develops over time. This is not for everybody, I realize that. But my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will draw to this broadcast and podcast people who seek a greater depth in the Word. I do have the firm conviction that verse by verse and chapter by chapter exposition of the Bible is the best way to teach it. But what I do not have is the time it takes to do this, and also meet the demands of a diminished attention span that many would-be listeners have today. That is why I ask for your hard work, diligence, and patience. We'll need many broadcasts and podcasts to journey through Genesis chapter 3. And let me give you just a few tips on how you can stay engaged in this worthwhile journey. First, read Genesis 3. Read it often, focusing on the specific verses we're in on a given day and week. You will learn the Bible by reading and rereading the Bible. I understand you may not have access to the scripture while you listen to God Is. For example, it is actually unsafe and illegal to read and drive at the same time. But you can always read the text later. Second, take some notes. Use your technology or quite simply a piece of paper and a pen and write down a few key points of truths we're looking at. Write down the references to other passages of scripture. If you doodle, sketch out a picture of what you are learning. If you have a memory device, use it. Writing down what you are learning will help with staying engaged. And or listen with someone else and discuss what you learn. For example, your spouse, your kids, or a friend. Share God Is and Genesis 3 with others. And third, I remind you that you never have to miss a day. Why? Well, because every radio broadcast is available for free and as an easy play from my website, godisministry.org. Have you visited the website yet? No? What are you waiting for? Just type in godisministry.org to your web browser, and in the center of the homepage, you'll find every episode of God Is. Just press the pray arrow or subscribe to the podcast and get every episode downloaded right to your phone or tablet. It's so easy. And this will help you to not get behind and to stay all caught up. Tomorrow, we will take up the what and the where questions as this introduction continues. So join us then as we continue to discover, now in Genesis 3, who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.